little by little. Belinda was so afraid of heights that she had never gone down the slide at the playground because she was too scared to climb the ladder. And now her mom had signed her up for gymnastics, and she was supposed to walk across the balance beam. "I can't do this," cried Belinda, when Coach Deb tried to get her to climb onto the low beam. Even though Deb held on to her, Belinda was shaking with fear. Deb took her over to the wide floor beam and sat down with her. "Belinda, do you ever feel left out when all your friends are swinging or climbing up and down the jungle gym at recess?" Belinda nodded. "Do you wish you could join in the fun?" asked Deb. "Yes," said Belinda with a sad face. "Well, I don't want you to miss out on any more fun, not at the playground or here. So stand up right where you are on this wide beam and walk all the way across." Belinda did that easily. "Now try to go a little faster," said Ben. "And when you get to the end, jump off and land on 2 feet." Belinda practiced until it was time to switch events. The more she did it, the more she liked it. "The best way to deal with fears is to face them," said Coach Deb. "It's kind of like a mosquito that keeps following you and tries to bite you. You can either keep trying to run away or you can smack it. You'll have to deal with mosquitoes the rest of your life, and you'll have to deal with fears too." The next week during class, Deb raised one end of the beam with a mat, so Belinda had to run up a slant, then jump off. Each week, Deb added a mat on the ends until the beam was up to Belinda's waist. Then, one day, Deb looked over and saw Belinda climb onto the narrow beam all by herself. When she got to the end and jumped off, Coach Deb cheered, "You did it!" Belinda was all smiles. It wasn't long after that, and she was happily swinging and sliding down the slides at the playground with friends.